Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Poisoned Pilgrim by Oliver Perch, translated by Lee Shadane, performed by Grover Gardner.
Dedication for Marian, Wolfgang, Martin, Vitus, Michi, and all the rest, with hoods pulled far down over their faces and swords swinging in an almost perfect circle. Prologue. Erling, near Andex, Saturday, June 12, 1666 AD, evening. Dark thunderclouds hung overhead as the novitiate Celestin, with a curse on his lips, marched toward his imminent death. In the west, beyond Lake Amer, swirling clouds towered up, the first flashes of lightning appeared, and a distant rumble of thunder could be heard. When Celestin squinted, he could make out gray rain clouds over the monastery in Deason, 5 miles away. In only a matter of minutes, the storm would be raging over the Holy Mountain, and now, of all times, the fat monk of an apothecary had sent him to fetch a carp from the monastery pond for supper. Celestin cursed again and pulled the cape of his black robe farther down over his face. What could he do? Obedience was one of the three vows of the Benedictine order, and Brother Johannes was his superior. It was that simple. An occasionally hot-tempered, often enigmatic, and above all gluttonous lay brother, but nevertheless his superior. Porca miseria. As so often when he was in a bad mood, Celestin switched to his mother tongue. He had grown up in an Italian village on the other side of the Alps, but in the turmoil of the war, his father had become a mercenary and his mother a whore who followed army camps. Here in the monastery on the Holy Mountain, Celestin had found a home in the pharmacy at Andex. Even though the incessant litanies and nightly prayers sometimes got on his nerves, he felt safe here. 3 times a day he got a good meal, he had a warm, dry place to sleep, and the Andex beer was said to be one of the best in the entire electorate of Bavaria. In these hard times, one could have it much worse. Nevertheless, the spindly little novitiate cursed under his breath, and not just because he would soon be as wet as the carp in the pond of the Erling Monastery. Celestin was afraid. Ever since the discovery he had made 3 days ago, fear had been eating at him like a rabid beast. What he saw was so horrible that his blood almost froze in his veins.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?